So soon after we left the country, and I was thinking back about that time. I was four, and I recalled a couple of things. So those are my earliest sort of memories. One of my mother sitting in front of her bedroom table early one morning, I think during that period of time when she was considering what she needed to do. And it is an early memory. And watching her back as she brushed her hair and the sun sort of came in, you know, through the sheer curtain. And I knew that something was going to change, but I knew that I was going to be safe. It's an amazing sort of thought when I was putting together these things, you know, these thoughts, because her birthday's coming up and I wanted to write a tribute to her. So these things are still sort of fresh. But the other was the night that we left the country. And because my mother, being an American, knew a lot of other Americans that were there, you know, a lot of the expats mm-hmm. knew each other. The day that we left, we had gotten a call that our reservations had been canceled, which was an odd thing. And so, you know, how do you get a call that your plane reservations are canceled? Anyway, she called a friend of hers at the embassy. One of her friends at the embassy then called the airlines. The airlines informed her that no, your flights weren't canceled. Your planes weren't, you know, your trips, you know, your tickets weren't canceled. And I think it became clear that perhaps once again, this was maybe something directed to our ethnicity, a sort of a level of disruption, that kind of thing. And then, of course, you know, no one could reach my father because the borders are closed. Those were very just, there was a lot of turmoil. Yeah. But there was a memory of that evening when we left the home early, and we went to my mother's friend who worked for the embassy, for USAID. And I just recall that night and the darkness and the dark ride to the airport with the American badged car, you know, with the diplomatic plates, and getting to the plane and them coming to get us separately to make sure that we got onto the plane, you know, my mother being an American, that we got onto the plane, and the long walk across the tarmac. And it just, having to write these or think about these things as I was giving my mother, you know, a tribute, it went back to this notion of the strength of character, of a strength of character that I've always admired, that even sort of in the face of challenges, that one does what one believes is the best thing, sets one's mind, and goes about things with, you know, being resolute. Mm.